Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we are really up against it. We have a really good guest on today's show. Bob Griswold will be joining us, and we'll be talking about the Maui fires. Any evidence of false flag? Does history convict the Biden administration? We'll be also talking about a number of things around the country, including the Grand Canyon land grab, which is a national security risk, and also a direct threat upon the property, private property rights, Fifth Amendment protected, allegedly, for farmers in that area in Mojave County. Oh, and Mojave County is pissed off. They were totally left out by the Biden administration. Of course, our Democratic governor who stole the election in 2020, very interesting, or 2022, she, well, what has she said? Oh, this is all fine. This is all fine. And she took money from Biden and gave it to Tucson to say, fight sex trafficking. I thought there was no such thing. All the critics of Sounds of Freedom from Hollywood. Well, there's no such thing as sex trafficking. We totally leave our kids alone. Mm-hmm. But rather than give the money to Tucson, which is an hour north of the border, why didn't they put it on the border and stop these people from coming in? Good question, Dave. We're going to talk about all that with Bob and more right here on The Common Sense Show. But first, I need to let you know that we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios, and that's who's sponsoring the first part of this program. If you think that your money is safe in the bank, think again. And I'm not talking bank robbers. What I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is you got a problem. It's called the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010, which says that when you put money in the bank, you're an unsecured creditor and they can do anything they want. That means they can grab your retirement if it's bank-related. You thought, I didn't know that. That's just not true. Look it up. Dodd-Frank 2010. In fact, Doug Casey was just on Danella Carboni's show, and I covered this, and he said the same thing. Government can take your money. It's a total scam, ladies and gentlemen, total scam. And Noble Gold, my friends at Noble Gold, can help you get out of this terrible, terrible system, and you'll control your retirement. And they'll back it with gold, which has held its value for 6,000 years. Did you know that we've lost 85% of the value of the dollar since the 1980s? Exactly. I want to send you a free information packet on Noble Gold. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. Now, the federal government would have me tell you that all investments are inherently risky and there's no guarantee. We agree with that. I'd also say this, too. I've been advertising for Noble Gold for how long now? 6 years, and I've been a customer for 5. I put my money where my mouth is, and you'll be glad you did too. Noble Gold, DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, Bob and I are going to have a very lively discussion. Get your notepads ready because we're going to be going over a lot of different things. I think you're going to really get a lot out of this show and then spread this information far and wide. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's really, really good to be with you. And we have, you can see Robert Griswold with us from readymaderesources.com. And I got to tell you, just about anything you want from a survival standpoint, as you try to get independent of this criminal satanic system that's being imposed upon us on an increasing basis. I mean, even Doug Casey, famed economist, came out 2 days ago on Daniela's Carboni show on Stansberry Research. And he just eviscerated CBDC and Biden economic policies. And wow, this guy is everywhere. And even he's saying it. So, ladies and gentlemen, you better get independent of the system. And I recommend you go to readymaderesources.com. And Bob is there to help you. We're going to talk about a number of things in this interview. Of course, no interview would be complete in this time frame without talking about what's going on in Maui. And my wife and I have been there a few times and absolutely have great memories. And we know intimately the areas that have been burned up. I mean, we've eaten in those restaurants and we've stayed in those hotels, and it's absolutely horrendous. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to give a little insight. I'm going to tell Bob what I found out about the Grand Canyon. Hear me clearly, people. You're not hearing this nationally, but in Arizona, this is a hot topic, and it's getting coverage. And this is a huge, huge, big deal, what Biden just did. He's attacking farmers and our food supply, and he's also attacking our national security. So we'll get into that. And then we're going to talk about CIA fingerprints on an Ecuadorian hit on a politician. And then we'll talk about the deep state. Can we get rid of the deep state? A lot of people say it's too late. So that's what's on store in store for us today. Bob, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. And we've all seen the images of Maui. I'm sure you saw where the people actually had to flee from homes and restaurants and go throw themselves in the ocean and be rescued by the Coast Guard. Did you see that?
Yes, I did, Dave. It's really tragic. I've been there also. In fact, the last time I went there, I planned the vacation without telling my wife. I woke up one morning and I said, honey, we need to get up. I want to take you out to breakfast or something. Like, I forgot what I told her, but we ended up at the airport. She was wondering what was going on, and I'd packed her bags and everything.
Oh, and, that's great.
And she was like, what's going on here? And I said, well, I got a surprise for you.
Oh, boy. If I did that with my wife, she'd kiss me and then probably throw me on the ground and beat the crap out of me.
Oh, my wife likes surprises. So
it was
a lot of fun. And we ended up in Maui.
That's a great story.
It's beautiful there. Lahaina, yeah. You know, we've had a lot of good memories there, from sailing to motor scooters to just walking around and doing, you know, just sightseeing things. And it's really tragic. You know, I in light of all the fires we've seen recently, you know, a fire is burning down, you know, food factories and, you know, fertilizer plants.
200 of them.
Yeah, you name it. This is a cash cow. This is one of the cash cows of Hawaii. You know, Oahu and Maui are what bring in all the cash. And there's thousands and thousands of people who are not going to be able to go there now, which is going to make millions of dollars in cash revenues. Businesses are no more, so people are without jobs. You know, I'm not saying it is, Dave, but if somebody wanted to commit economic sabotage on the United States, that would be a prime location to do it. And I'm not saying it is. So don't quote me at saying it is. I just look at it from a strategic point of view. That really will cripple the island for a long time to come. It does. There are parts of the island that look like Hiroshima. I mean, just absolutely burnt out. I mean, large patches of it just burnt out. And, you know, so when we see that, you know, first of all, I do want to pray for the people who've lost their homes, mm-hmm. because that's a tragic event. They've lost their jobs. They've probably lost all their family memories. And, you know, it does impact the financial position of that state dramatically.
Bob, you know, I'm just going to say this in the context of everything else that's gone on in this country. And we know who's responsible. All I got to say is Joe Biden is a pyromaniac as well as other things. This is intentional. This is hurting America's economy. This is our number one tourist destination in America. It serves Asia. It serves people around the world. But you've been there. I've been there. And you meet people from foreign countries all the time there. And I believe this is intentional. I would never make a bold statement like this without having the documentation in hand. But I'm just saying past performance convicts present performance with this administration. They are about destroying America. The 200 food processing plants destroyed, not one federal investigation. You know, you're dimming the sun. You're damaging agriculture in other ways as well, too. And he's damaging us trade-wise, oil-wise. And the Grand Canyon, which we'll get into in a second, is the largest supply of uranium in the United States. We need it for nothing else, for our nuclear arsenal that we're trying to revamp because it's outdated. And my gosh, Bob, this is treason of the highest order. And it's just one more chapter.
Well, it does affect food because, you know, you get nuts and pineapple, all of that, which that burns down. Pineapple just does not grow right back again. You know, or even the processing plants that would handle those crops to bring them to market. And I want to bring this up because it's often an ignored topic with prepping, and that is fire suppression. You know, a lot of people prepare for the zombie horde. You know, I've got 20 million rounds of ammunition, and, you know, like they're going to have just hundreds and hundreds of zombies attacking their property. But they have zero fire suppression methods. You really need to think of this because, you know, these terrorist groups know the power of fire. Just look at what's been done in this country over the last couple of years with fire. The plants burnt down, the food plants burned down, you know, Fertilizer plants burned down. Manufacturing plants. Just one the other day, a manufacturing plant burnt down to the ground. You know, and so they know the power of fire. General LeMay, when he was bombing Tokyo, he switched from high explosives to incendiary bombs because literally just burnt the city down with incendiary bombs. These people know the power of fire. And so I would suggest to anybody, you know, if you don't have an abundance of fire extinguishers in your house, fire blankets, and the ability to treat fire injury, you know, petroleum jelly, if you get a bad burn, you put petroleum jelly on the wound, and that stops the moisture loss out of the skin. It's a crucial essential in treating a fire injury. If you can't get someone to the hospital to cover that wound with petroleum jelly and then put bandage on it. And also when you cover petroleum jelly and put a bandage on it, it prevents the new skin from attaching itself to the bandage. And then when you change bandages, you rip off the new skin that has just started to grow. So, you know, just a few things. And also Pedialyte. I'm not going to go into the gross details of it, but you lose a lot of fluids. Most people don't have the ability to give an IV via a needle in the arm, you know, intravenous. But they do have a thing called a rectal IV. Look it up online. Don't mean to be gross, but you can rehydrate a body with that. And Pedialyte would do a very, very good job of that. So a lot to be learned.
I'm glad I haven't had breakfast yet this morning, Bob. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I don't like bringing that subject up generally, Dave, but it this is a matter of saving lives or not saving lives.
Sure.
You know, and so, you know, some things we have to do to save a life might not be something we would do every day. And, you know, but I'm sure there's a lot of burn injuries in Maui right now. The hospitals are probably overwhelmed with people who have been burnt to one degree or another. I think the latest one I saw, 36 people have died. Probably the death count's going to go a lot higher. Yeah. And so, you know, we need to learn a lesson from this just as individuals. You should have fire suppression throughout your house. They have those fire blankets now that you can, you know, throw over a frying pan that catches fire.
Do you sell any of those fire suppression? Is it commonly available?
We sell the fire blankets. There's several different types of fire extinguishers. You can get the normal ones you get down at, you know, big box stores, Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever. Those things make a mess. I'll tell you, I had to use them one time. The powder ones, that powder goes everywhere. I mean, it's a microfine powder that basically suppresses oxygen from it. You always spray it at the base. It's not good for all fires, but it does work. And then they used to use Halon. Now it's Halotron, is a gas, and Halotron just robs the oxygen from it. It doesn't make any mess at all. They're a lot more expensive, but Halotron fire extinguishers, being a ham radio operator, if I ever had a fire in my ham radio room, I don't want to go in there and spray powder everywhere because it gets into all the circuitry. So I use Halotron, which, like I said, it's the replacement for Halon, and it just removes the oxygen from the environment so the fire dies. Again, probably 5 to 6 times the cost of a normal fire extinguisher, but it's a decision that you have to make. But this is the lesson. This is the takeaway we get from these things. Be ready for fire. Your enemies know what fire will do. They will try to burn you out. And it's been done throughout history. So just be ready for it. Prepare. Go down and get
Northern California, my good friend Paul Preston was in the middle of this. He survived. I've talked to other people who have not survived. Chris Kitsey had a cabin consumed by fire. He's a frequent guest on here. Comes on about once a month. And this was deliberate. I've seen the evidence. There's no hiding the fact that this was done. What do you think the government gains, not the government, this criminal cabal administration, what do they gain by these burnouts they're doing?
Well, it's death by 1,000 cuts. It's the same thing with now the treatment of, you know, certain kinds of injuries that the medical industry has perpetrated upon people. I'm not going to go into detail because I don't know where you're going to post this, but you know, we overwhelm the medical system. You know, in just the next few years, the United States will not be able to afford the medical bills of this country. We've allowed our nation to become obese. We've allowed our nation to become drug addicted. We've allowed our nation to have psychological trauma, all which end up costing medical dollars to treat. And so you bankrupt that system. You know, when the food industry is in jeopardy because you can't get fertilizer, you bankrupt that system. When Americans don't have the gasoline because, you know, we've shut down pipelines, you end up bankrupting the system. So the same thing with medical, same thing with the education. We've intellectually bankrupted America. You know, we've all seen the memes. You know, the Asian and the East Asian Indian people, you know, getting degrees in hard science. Well, our American kids are arguing pronouns. It bankrupts the education. It bankrupts the brain trust of America. And I would make the case America's brain trust has been highly bankrupted, highly compromised. And so on every level, Dave, we see this bankrupting of America. And that's what I think. Well, we see that this will bankrupt many, many businesses that's how they made their money. And now who knows how long before it's built back.
Bob, we don't have to go any further than just to say one term, essential business. In COVID, they kept the box stores open, big Democratic campaign donors, and they made record profits. Why 58% of small businesses in America went out of business, who sold the same products and could have taken the same protocols of precaution as the big corporate stores. In fact, you could argue they could even do it better because of the size. But nonetheless, these small businesses were driven out. And it was by design. It was by design, Bob.
Well, I'm going to do some self-serving right now. It's the difference between, say, Amazon and ready-made resources. You can't call Amazon and ask, how do you program a Bofang radio? What kind of water filter is best for this? You can't do that. You can call a small business, and mom and pop have a vested interest in that small business, and they are far more customer service oriented than a big box store. So the needs of a customer are served far more by, say, like ready-made resources or even mom and pop businesses, because that's their vested interest. Where, you know, when the government has tilted the roulette wheel in your favor, you know, you know, you're going to win no matter what. It doesn't matter what kind of customer service you give, you win. And that's what we see what happening. And not only was the big box stores essential, Dave, we have to remember the real essentials during that time were the strip clubs, the abortion clinics, and the liquor stores.
And those, the casinos. The don't forget casinos, too, my friend.
Yeah, yeah. We had to have that vice while, you know, talking about salvation or, you know, righteous and holy living.
Everything cartel related. You just mentioned three of the four businesses you mentioned there. The cartels have their hooks in this country.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely black business. But churches, they had to close those because that's non-essential. But again, strip clubs are essential. So what we see, Dave, is the death of a thousand cuts. Joe Biden has done it very, very well. Barack Obama did it very, very well. I mean, you know, I just saw a thing the other day. George Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Biden have gotten us into 11 wars. Trump got us into zero wars. Who are they persecuting? I mean, time after time, you know, Hillary Clinton's server, Hillary Clinton denied the election, went on TV for years. She's denied the election. Al Gore denied the election. So many of these Democratic
operatives. Stacey Abrams denied the election.
Denied the election, denied it, you know, tried to overturn it. They did the exact same thing they're accusing Trump of. And this is why I think the system is probably it will have to go the distance at this point where collapse and some bad times happening because it's so entrenched. I mean, to do what they're doing to Donald Trump. I mean, Joe Biden's accused. Donald Trump's charged. Joe Biden's accused. Donald Trump's charged. This has happened four times already. Four indictments.
One day apart.
One day apart.
Alina Haba, the president's attorney, I published some of her speech on YouTube, and she came out and she mentioned four different instances you're talking about. And from when accusations came out against Biden, the next day, Trump was charged with something.
The next day.
The next day.
The very next day, he was charged.
Yeah.
So this, what we're watching is the death of a thousand cuts. And my worry, Dave, is that in the Vietnam era, Americans were aware the CIA was smuggling drugs. The CIA was doing all kinds of criminal activity. in Vietnam, and, you know, and then all these illegal wars we've had, you know, what's happened. And Americans were far more aware of their government than they are today. Today, because we have been drugged down, we've been stupefied through education. Our food does not give us the nutrients to make our brains work correctly. And I could go on and on and on with the assault on the ability to reason and the ability to do didactic thinking. You know, we don't have that anymore. So we have a bunch of, you know, just zombified Gen X's or Gen Z's, whatever it is today, that can't do that type of thinking. They can't think, you know, rationally, A, B, C, D. They just don't have that capability. So what we see is this government being wild. And that's why I say I want to fight this. I want to fight for the system. I want to fight for righteousness. I want to fight for truth.
Yeah.
But I think we are going to go into a very dark, dark days, like the Soviet Union did. Eventually, they came out. Now, you know, I don't know how many dead there were, but Joseph Stalin did exactly what Joseph Biden is doing. You know,
give me a couple of similarities, Bob.
Well, I mean, the similarities is that power was no longer among the people. That's the big one. Power was no longer among the people. The people no longer wielded the power. It doesn't matter the will of the people and how they vote. They just pull more ballots out from underneath, you know, covered tables and run those again. You know, 2,000 mules, and they just stuff mailboxes. They create a disease so they can stuff mailboxes full of, you know, fake ballots.
By disease, you mean COVID, right?
Yes. And so it just goes on. And then the top echelon are enriched by the system while the rest of us are impoverished by the system. You know, the upper of the Soviet Union became fabulously wealthy. Modern day oligarchs came out of a lot of that, of Russia. They became fabulously wealthy while the average Russian became, you know, really impoverished, nothing. And we see that happening in the United States today. Nancy Pelosi, what, worth $400 million. Where do these people get this money from? I mean, they go into Congress with basically a $200,000 a year paying job, and they come out with hundreds of millions of dollars. Barack Obama, you know, Hillary Clinton, they go in there just as, you know, maybe upwardly mobile middle class, and they come out as the elite of the world, ruling with tremendous sums of money that they have access to. That's another similarity. The murder or imprisonment of your political opponents. I mean, we can see that happening right now. We've seen it happen numerous times of, you know, just different generals or news reporters or whatever arrested and thrown in prison because they didn't toe the line that the Democratic Party had to say. And now Trump is the ultimate expression of that. And it's so far much in America's face, like I said. Joe Biden accused, Donald Trump charged. Joe Biden accused, Donald Trump charged. It's obvious this has become an absolute thug government that arrests those that get in the way of their agenda. This is why I tell America, you better be prepared to hunker down. And if you're not storing, saving, learning being a big one. And what I mean by learning, you know, earth skills, tactical skills, all different types of skills. Doug Thornton's class coming up in October, you know, 6 through 8. That Doug, we have really put together, I think, the best class in the country there. We're going to have a radio portion. We're having a medical portion. We're having a seer portion. And then we're going to have the active shooter portion, you know, with Doug. So it's there. But, you know, if you're not doing these things, I think the gulag and other things are waiting for millions of Americans. So that's the similarities.
Talk about the gulag. You know, it's funny. You know how we get these moments and Christians will often talk about how they believe just this random thoughts put in their head. And when it happens enough, you start to realize the origin is the Lord. And I got to tell you, I had one of these this morning, Bob, before we went on air. And it was, this country is ripe for genocide. When they took the Grand Canyon, and I want to go to that next. They took the Grand Canyon and they said to farmers, we can stop you from doing your farming by stopping grazing. Illegal. They should be compensated for it. It's eminent domain under Fifth Amendment. It's a takings. And then, of course, the uranium situation, usurping power from the state of Arizona, 10th Amendment violation. And it just on and on and on and on and on. I'm thinking if they'll do that and they'll want to implement CBDC, I'm telling you, Bob, genocide is the next step after social credit. Do you not agree?
100%. Ireland just has announced they want to cattle farmers in Ireland to kill 200,000 cows.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, 200,000 cows. I mean, it absolutely. Learn history, folks. This is why they don't teach it to your children. This is why they don't teach history to your children. They don't want them to see the historic similarities of what's going on now and what happened in Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Communist China, Idi Amin, wherever you name the tin horn dictator. That will happen. And then now in Ecuador, right wing leaning candidate, law and order candidate, he's just murdered right in the street, shot three times in the head. Boom, boom, boom. I saw the video of it. I mean, you know, it's online. You can watch it. It just get, you know, three times right in the head. So that's the modus operandi of these people. And so you better see what's happening and you better get prepared for it. As I tell people, my biggest thing I want to prepare for is that day when I stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and I want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know, the worst word you could ever hear is depart from me.
They're doing things too to take away our ability to self-defend. And you know, I'm just going to mention this. Speaking of Hawaii, the University of Hawaii ran a democide project study and it's decades old now. And they just started out. They wanted to know, first of all, who killed more people? Was it government killing its own people or was it war? And what they found was clearly it was government. And then they took a look at genocides and they said, what are the preconditions for genocide? The 16 genocides that happened in the 20th century. And what they found, it was gun confiscation. And now we see Biden saying every gun sale. So if I sell you a gun, Bob, for $100, I'm required to go to the expense of a background check. I mean, it's just one thing after another with this administration. And by the way, that's why I don't support RFK Jr. A lot of things he says I like, but he is not a supporter of the Second Amendment. And the reason the founding fathers gave us the Second Amendment is not so we could fight the Russians and Chinese. It's so we could defend ourselves against a tyrannical government.
Yeah, I'd like to sit down with him one time and just talk to him about that, because I do think he's a very rational man.
Yeah,
I think he's a fairly intellectually honest man. And for me to say that about Democrats, pretty big. But, you know, to say, you know, Mr. Kennedy, who killed more people? Mr. Kennedy, who has supplied guns? Mr. Kennedy, I mean, and just go through all those things with him. Yeah. And even now the gangs, you know, because, you know, if you take gang violence out of the gun crime in America, America's gun crime is virtually almost non-existent. We're one of the lowest in the industrialized world, but when you add the gang crime into it, the gang shootings, it skyrockets. So who benefits from these gangs? Obviously, the Democratic Party does. The anarchists, the communists, all those people benefit from these gangs. Who benefits from the cartels coming across the border, bringing in thousands and thousands of weapons that are illegal? Because you know, if you want a machine gun, you can buy a machine gun in the United States. It's going to cost you probably somewhere in the $20,000 up price range. And you've got to go through the NFA requirements to own that machine gun. So very, very few people can own a machine gun legally in the United States anymore. You can't manufacture a new machine gun since 1986. So the only the ones that are in the machine gun pool before 1986 are the ones that can be sold. So, but we see the cartels bring in fully automatic AK-47s, M-16s, and direct fire weapons across the border in droves. So somebody's being armed with those. And at the same time that our enemies, the drug dealers, the sex traffickers, and all these people are, you know, being allowed to be armed with, you know, not only just, you know, individual weapons like rifles or pistols. They have mortars, indirect fire weapons, rocket propelled grenades, and so forth. So with that said, of course, you know, taking people's firearms away from them makes a disarmed population. And, you know, quite frankly, if gang violence is the number one source of gun violence in the United States, and they perpetrate on those in their state that do not have guns, because most people in like Chicago don't have a gun, the gangbangers there don't care, or Detroit, they don't care. And so they know they can go perpetrate crime on these people without very, very little chance of retribution. If you took the guns away from the average American citizen, that gang violence is going to explode exponentially. And Dave, I'm talking about thermonuclear explosion, because all of a sudden, bad people are going to realize Joe down the street doesn't have his guns anymore. I'm going to go victimize him because I have illegal guns. You know, I bought off a cartel member. And so we're going to see an explosion of crime and murder and rape in this country if they ever succeeded in doing that. And that's exactly what these people want. You know, the more violence, the more crime, the better. The better it serves them, because it just makes for them to have a stronger hand of government.
You know, everything you just said there is right on point. But people don't realize the threat, because they're still, unless you're homeless, and that's growing exponentially in this country, but unless you're homeless, if you have enough to eat, you think things are normal. By the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, something that we exposed on the Doug and Dave Intel report. This isn't getting any attention across the country. In fact, it's hard to find on the City of Tucson website. You can't find it by searching it. You have to go to a search engine and put in the right terms to come to it, because the city is obscuring it. They have passed in Tucson a 15-minute city provision. And they're in the implementation process right now. They want you out of your cars. You must be carbon neutral. All businesses must be carbon neutral by 2030 or they'll go out of business. That's economic devastation. Bob, if you fart, you're not carbon neutral. And I'm not being graphic.
No, Dave, I was just getting ready to say the same thing, not in those eloquent terms, but you are carbon. That's what, and you consume carbon. You operate, whenever you move, you're using carbon. That's what they said. You know, the ultimate carbon they want to get rid of is you, because you are a carbon-based being. And they know that. I mean, you know, gardening is now not climate friendly, because it requires more carbon. You got to use fertilizer. You have to use water. You have to use it. You have to use all this stuff to produce more, you know, tomatoes. And so gardening is now, they look at it as almost like a climate crime. I'm not kidding you. This is how insane this has become. Obviously, we know raising cattle or goats or sheep or chickens is a climate crime. Is it? And it's mysterious.
You know, here's the deal, Bob. There's not one shred of replicable scientific evidence to say that man is more of a climate change threat than nature. And one volcanic eruption, dwarfs all industrial output in the history of the industrialized world. And so when you look at that, there's nothing they can point to. And then here's the other thing. Not only do they not have a crime, so to speak, that they can prove that man has done this to the environment, their mitigation techniques. Tell me, Bob, tell me logically, how is locking people in their homes, because now the World Economic Forum is saying we're going to lock people down for climate emergency. City of Tucson says 15-minute cities because of climate emergency. Tell me how that helps anything. Where's the proof?
Well, it helps the elite become more elite. It helps the elite become more rich.
No, you're talking to me about effect. Yeah. But what I'm saying is
It doesn't do anything.
It's all BS.
It's all about
Bob, you know my background. One of the things I did at the university level is I taught research and stat. I wrote a couple courses. So I know a little bit about it. I used to teach research methods to graduate students working on their dissertation. So I know the process. It's not even that it's bad research. There's no research. It's just we say it's true, so it's true, and we're going to pass these laws.
Yeah, well, again, truth has gone out the door. We've seen that. We've seen it in so many different venues. Truth has gone out the door. They still ignore, you know, science has revealed new things concerning major branches of science, and we still keep teaching the old stuff that we know was wrong. It doesn't matter. The truth does not matter.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and they love the lie. That's what the Bible says, because they refuse to receive the love of the truth. God sends them strong delusion that they would believe the lie. I mean, the science is there are only two genders. I don't care how you want to switch it and change it. Empirical science, observable science, is that you have an XX or an XY chromosome. There are few individuals born that are, you know, defective in that, but overall, it's, you know, the large percentage of population. That's what it is. You know, we don't celebrate birth defects. We don't, and nobody should. There, we take care of people with birth defects to the degree they need to be taken care of, but we don't celebrate it. You know, so we deny that science today. And so we live in a nation of people who deny science, deny reality. And, you know, we see the results of different medical treatments they've done to people, and we deny the reality of the science. And so we just live in a nation of people who lie and people who believe lies or are afraid to talk about the fact that it's a lie. And this is where people listening to this program need to understand you are in a minority. If you love the truth, if you seek the truth, if you believe the truth and want the truth, if you study the truth, you are in a minority, an extreme minority. And that minority has a history of being persecuted. And so you better make preparation for that persecution, because it's here, but it's going to get much worse.
Do you believe the quotes when key globalists have said we want to reduce the population by 90%?
Well, it doesn't matter what I believe. It's what they say over and over and over again.
But you take them seriously when they say it.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Dave, if I say, now this is just hypothetical, I'm going to come over to your house, Dave, and I'm going to shoot you and your family. You can say, well, Griswold's just talking, or you can say, man, that guy's insane. He's gone off his rocker, and I better make preparations for it, because he's going to come over here and murder me and my family. When a threat like that is made, you don't just casually brush it off. You take it seriously. And especially if I have the ability to do it and they have the ability to do it. And so, yeah, you better take that serious. When they say that they want to reduce the population, Kamala Harris just came out and said it. She was going into one of her word salads, and part of it was reduce world population. You saw her say that, didn't you, Dave?
I saw that. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been a Freudian slip. It might have been a deliberate slip. Who knows with Kamala Harris what goes on in that jumbled web of neurons in that skull of hers? We don't know. But she said that out loud in public. Take it seriously, folks. She, you know, Kamala Harris, I don't think has the ability to come up with an original thought. Everything that she says has been piped in by somebody else, and then she tries to put it in some type of order and spout it back out. It usually doesn't come out very well, but, you know, she gets the alphabet all screwed up. But you listen to it. And when all these other people are talking about the need for global reduction, when we see them inventing, I mean, you know, new vaccines, but then all of a sudden some disease breaks out from that new vaccine. Leprosy breaking out, malaria breaking out,
tuberculosis.
Yeah. So, and then we let people into the country coming across the border that, you know, while you had to have a complete proctological examination during COVID to make sure that they were allowing everybody to come across the border unchecked. So that tells you something, and you better pay attention to it.
Bob, there's something that's going through Europe, and it was brought to my attention by a good friend of mine. And then I heard it subsequently from another friend of mine who both have kids in Europe that are living there, or they go there a lot to work. And the Europeans are being told there's something called Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, which is another fancy term for Ebola, hemorrhagic. And they say it's 10 to 40% fatal, and it's spreading through Europe. I don't think it's there yet. I think this is a psyop preparing them for what's coming. Otherwise, it would be here by now because of air travel. But have you heard about this?
Yeah, and you do know that I think in the next few years, you're going to need a travel visa to go to Europe. Have you seen that? They're going to make free travel to Europe, so you can't do it anymore. I've traveled to Europe many times, and all you have to do is bring your passport and check, go through customs, and that's it. I've also been to countries where you have to have a travel visa, and that's when they can accept you or deny you. You just don't have carte blanche access to the country. So, I mean, if you go to China, you have to have a travel visa that's put in your passport. So we see that method of control happening from between America and Europe. But we're being conditioned daily, Dave, with just, you know, threats of disease, which the Bible says that'll happen. But threats of disease, pandemics, you know, all kinds of biological catastrophes. We see bioweapons labs in Ukraine, in the United States now run by China, and, you know, in China run by the, you know, or funded by the United States. So they, we don't know what they've cooked up in these bioweapons labs that they're going to be released on the American people. It won't take long. I think at the next pandemic they try to come out and perpetrate, Americans are going to first be very, very skeptical. But when they release a very, very deadly one, and it really does do what they alleged COVID would have done, Americans will fall back in line, put their mask back on, social distance, close down their businesses, do all of it.
I maintain that when they give you the excuse for the lockdown, it's going to be more severe. You know, then they say we're going to do a climate lockdown. I think people will resist that. But yes. I think if they bring in something like this Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, and it is more deadly than COVID, they'll scare people into submission.
Yeah, leprosy. Leprosy breaks out. I mean, good grief. Who wants to have leprosy?
And you know where it's at? It's in Florida.
Yeah. Same thing with malaria. And we just see more and more of this. And that we don't know what escaped out of that California bio lab.
Oh, no. But listen, I was talking to, God, I can't remember who it was now. Two different people have told me they think there's as many as, oh, it's Paul Preston. There's 9 bio labs that have been discovered. You're not seeing that in the mainstream media. Paul told me his sources are telling him that there's a lot of these are home operations, and there could be as many as 500. So it's much more serious. And people, they had the lab here to distribute COVID, to change the election laws, to get their stooge in to destroy America. It's that simple. Yeah. Bob, I want to, in the time we have left, I wanted to talk to you about the deep state and civil service and so forth. Before we went on air, you expressed some a belief that it's too little, too late to rid the government of deep state influence. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, all you have to do is watch the news. We see that all the deep state, 51 intelligence agents, were behind the Russia collusion. It was absolutely true. They all went on TV swearing that that was all true.
Well, why aren't they being prosecuted for this? Isn't that interesting? Well,
if you have the right political party initial after your name, you don't get prosecuted. And yet, you know, they all swore that it was Russia collusion. They Hunter Biden's laptop again, all Russia collusion. And so what that reveals to us is the, you know, how deeply they've been penetrated by people who are not loyal to the United States of America, but are loyal to WEF, globalism, whatever the New World, you know, three-letter agency or movement is. And so it's deeply revealing. And what I said, even within these kingdoms of CIA, FBI, NSA, you name it, there are factions within them. And that's why I still say there are really still good FBI guys that want to catch rapists and kidnappers and bank robbers. But overall, you know, all you have to do is control the political wing of those agencies and you control everything. You know, obviously there was Stauffenberg. He was in the military and
tell the listeners who may not have your knowledge of history who Stauffenberg was.
Stauffenberg was a military officer who was involved with a plot to kill Adolf Hitler. You know, he was in the military. He did it all, but he was not of the political ruling class, and he saw what Hitler was doing, how evil he was. He was not only destroying, you know, his loved country, but he was destroying the world. So he knew it, and then they came up with a plot to try to assassinate him, which failed, and Stauffenberg paid for it with his life. But, I mean, so there are good people in there, but they're being silenced through job intimidation or other things, and the political ruling class are in charge of all those agencies. It's just like I think there are good, you know, people in the Department of Justice, But at that time, they're having to submit, which it does bring up questions, moral questions. How long can I be a part of something like that? But the ruling class of the Department of Justice and these other agencies are controlled by globalist, you know, puppets, or they're being blackmailed because they've done things they shouldn't have done. And so it's being controlled. And that's the narrative you hear, the people in control. There's only, you know, very, very few. I think there was like only 100 hardcore communists that had taken over the Russian government. I think it was 97 that had infiltrated all the ministries and, you know, departments in Russia. And they took over, you know, the whole Soviet Union for 70 years. So it doesn't take a lot of people. It just takes people in the right position, in the right place. And that's what these people have managed to do. It'd be very, very difficult to get rid of them. My premise, first of all, if Donald Trump does succeed to get elected as the next president, we will have immediate civil war. If he does get elected, I would presume the Democrats will not show up at the election ceremony. I would presume that he will be a target of everything they can do. But you will see a complete breakdown of law and order in the United States should he become president. And that's why I tell people, prepare for it. You want to see him president, just understand what the ramifications of that are. And if it's right, it's right. But if it's right, you're going to see a lot of violence in this country, a lot of violence. I mean, violence.
Yeah, Bob, if we don't do something, okay, and I agree with your assessment, but if we don't do something, the violence of a genocide will pale what'll come. And we already had the beginnings of a civil war when Trump was elected. It was called Antifa and BLM.
Absolutely. And, you know, people blocking the roads. Do we forget that? People doing all kinds of things in Seattle and Portland, burning the city down, holding people hostage, making their own little kingdoms. You know, just crime run rampant. Doug Thornton was there. He saw it firsthand.
DHS supervisor.
And,
yep.
Yeah. It went throughout the United States. And if he's not elected, that's just going to continue. The move towards complete global communism is going to continue. If he is elected, the violence will break out immediately.
Bob, I got to ask you this question. Do you think it's possible that because Trump's trial will be held in D.C. for the records, or for the J6, I mean, do you think he could win the election in jail and take his oath of office in his jail cell and then pardon himself?
Well, first of all, yes, he could pardon himself, but there will be no chance he will get a fair election in Washington, D.C.
A fair trial?
A fair trial, yeah, fair trial, excuse me.
Okay.
There's no chance he'll get a fair trial.
Well, look at what they're doing in Florida. Look what they're doing in the Mar-a-Lago case.
Yeah,
they're importing a jury from outside the jurisdiction. Yeah. That's illegal as hell.
Yeah. It's only illegal if they say it's illegal. That's what I'm saying. They control the levers of power. And that's what makes these times extremely dangerous. And that's why every person listening to this program should be preparing for those eventualities. They want to get rid of your food. Take that in consideration. You probably want to get some food. They want to get rid of drinkable
water. Better hide it. Are you aware that FEMA can come into your home and
take
some
food?
Do you know
Absolutely.
That?
Yep. Absolutely.
Am I telling the truth, Bob? Because I get challenged on that.
They will say you can't have more than 3 days worth of food in your house.
That's right. And they can apply that hoarding law to everything. They can ban gardens, can't they, if they want to?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, unless you know how to harvest your garden seeds, which that's why there's a book, Seed to Seed, I recommend everybody get, how to harvest the garden seeds. You might grow one season, but then, you know, you won't know how to harvest half the garden seeds in your garden, and then you'll lose those crops. So with that said, you know, everything that they are attacking right now, you should be preparing. Everything, guns, they're attacking those. They're attacking self-reliance in every way. In fact, right now, they're actually saying that self-reliance is racist. If you want to be self-reliant, you are a terrorist. I'm not making this stuff up. You can find it. They're saying that. So you better get busy doing what you need to be doing. Turn the TV off and start learning, start educating yourself, and, you know, become more and more have the ability more and more to operate outside the system, and sometimes clandestinely. You know, if they don't permit gardens, you can go to just natural lands.
Well, yeah, Daisy Luther, I've had her on my show a number of times. The Organic Prepper, or theorganicprepper.com. Mm-hmm. She came on my show and talked about how to have a garden in a cold weather city inside your home.
Yeah, inside your home, or just go to a field somewhere and you know, plant a garden. And then go harvest it at night because it won't be on your property. You know, just there's a lot of ways to do things. You just have to get a little creative. How to have a communication network outside cell phones and computers. You know, how to make a self-defense thing to protect yourself from looters. The Koreans and the L.A. riots were a perfect example of that. You know, how they banded together to protect themselves from those, brigands that just wanted to go burn things down. They did it very, very effectively because those people, you know, even though I doubt if the IQ level was very high among a lot of the looters, they did understand that high velocity lead does hurt, and they avoided it. You know?
Yeah. No. Listen, I hear what you're saying. We are at crisis time. It's interesting. I want to backtrack on one thing before we close. The civil service is too enmeshed with deep state to get rid of it. But Trump is talking about he will gut civil service and appoint only loyal Americans. But you'd really have to fire a lot of people, wouldn't you?
Oh, you'd have to fire most of them. And I mean, my gosh, you would hear the screams of McCarthyism, you know, a loyalty test. I mean, you know, and McCarthy was right, by the way. He was right.
Yeah, he embellished and he was an alcoholic and that was his downfall.
Yes. But you know what they did to that man, they came after him. And if you wanted to have loyalty tested, that you were loyal to the Constitution, even though the president has to take a vow, everybody in the military has to take a vow to the Constitution. That's a loyalty test, a loyalty pledge. Nobody means it anymore.
That's true.
It's just, even Barack Obama couldn't even stand. Remember when he was first inaugurated, there was a big slip up and then he had to be reinaugurated in private. So he couldn't even stand to do it. I hate to steal the expression, easier said than done.
I know, but we're going to have to be willing to go through the pain of, whatever the left is going to do if we start to take control of the government. Many of the broadcaster friends of mine and I have been talking, we're starting an initiative called Toss Them All, and we may change the name. It'd be nice to have a website, tossthemall.com, and find someone to run it. But we want to elect 99% of all people in government right now, GOP and Democrat, and do it in the primary. There was a study out that said if you throw a dart in a phone book and it hits a name, the public has more confidence in that unnamed random person than someone who's in Congress. And we need to clear these horrors out.
Yeah, that average person you hit the dart with doesn't have, you know, pedophilia in his background or all kinds of weird things that he's done in his background.
I hear you.
They're not blackmailable.
Tell we're out of time, and I'm sorry to cut you off on that, but tell people how they can get a hold of you because you're a wealth of information and you talk to people when they call. Unlike a lot of people that are in your business, you talk to people.
Well, I want to mention something. We have a new product, a company called Whole Cow. And they have all kinds of beef products. It's on our website. They guarantee mRNA vaccine-free meat. And we've had a lot of people ask about it, Whole Cow. And that's what they guarantee, mRNA vaccine-free. It's on their website. You can go to our website and just type in Whole Cow in the search engine. You'll find it. But if you want meat that is guaranteed not to have the vaccine, you can get it from our website, Ready Made Resources. And the other thing I want to tell you, Dave, I want people to start going to my competitors and looking because I want them to know I'm telling them the truth. Night vision and night vision tubes are becoming very scarce right now.
Yes, they are. Yeah, they are.
And so, you know, we have units in stock, but some of them are out now months and months before I can re-inventory certain ones of them. So I think this is going to get worse. And if you want the night vision, which I think is a integral part of any prepper plan, you better start looking. And like I said, if you don't believe me, go look. I was doing it just yesterday myself, and I saw, you know, be prepared to wait 12 to 14 weeks, a lot. So just Take that to the bank if you want to, you know, think about that, those products. But you can get in touch with us at 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com, 800-627-3809.
Bob, thanks for coming on, my friend. We covered a lot of territory today. People, share this. It's a digital broadcast. Share it far and wide because we need to bring attention to what's going on. When CBDC comes in and it's finalized, game over. That's it for America.
That's the biggest power grab in world history.
No question. Bob, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. God bless.
Thank you.